أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أبويه وقال ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين. يوسف عليه السلام asked his brothers to go to Yaqub alayhi salam, give him the good news of his son being the king of Egypt. And also he gave them instructions what to do when they met with his father. And he also requested them all to come with their families from Canaan and settle down in Egypt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the moment when Yaqub alayhi salam comes with his sons and all of his family members to Egypt, and when they entered Egypt, what type of reception they had received. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفِ They were approximately 80 in number altogether, with their wives and their children and relatives and so forth. Allah says, when they came to Yusuf, awa ilayhi abawayh. Yusuf alayhi salam, he arranged a special lodging for his parents near him, close to him. He provided accommodation for his parents near him and close to him. In other words, there was a special form of treatment that he had offered to his parents. It comes in the books of Tafsir that Yusuf alayhi salam came to the outskirts of Egypt. He left his palace, he left the throne, he came outside of the city, and he came with a great number, a huge number of officials, and there was this great reception that had taken place between father and son, who were reunited after 40 years. So you can well imagine how old Yaqub alayhi salam was. Now Allah makes mention of his parents. We know his father was alive, Yaqub alayhi salam, but we spoke of the fact that his mother passed away. His biological mother and his real mother passed away after she gave birth to Binyamin. So when Allah says his parents, who is Allah referring to? Of course, this is his father. And we said that after his mother passed away, his father Yaqub alayhi salam married his mother's sister, married his khala. So Yaqub alayhi salam married the maternal aunt of Yusuf. He married his sister-in-law. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said about the khala that she enjoys a special position. Al-khalatu bi manzilatil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, the khala occupies the position of a mother. So you treat her the way you treat your own mother. That's your mother's sister. She has a unique rank and position and status. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, abawayhi, his parents, he's referring to Yaqub alayhi salam and the maternal aunt of Yusuf, who was what we may call his stepmother. وَقَالَ دَخُلُوا مِصْرَ Yusuf alayhi salam gave them special instructions and orders. He said to all those 80 people, 80 plus people who came from Canaan, including his father, his parents, his brothers, and their children and families, he said to all of them, Udkhulu Misr, enter into Egypt, insha'Allah, by the will and the command of Allah, Aminin, peacefully, with full security. From my side, you have full security, full assurance that you may reside here in comfort and in security and in peace. وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ What did he do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as a gesture of appreciation and kindness, he raised his parents, he raised them and he elevated them onto the throne. He made them both sit on the throne. وَخَضُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and all of them fell in sujood to Yusuf. All of them prostrated to Yusuf, made a sajda to Yusuf. Now, this sujood was allowed. It was known as a sujood to exhibit and display honor and reverence, respect. It was performed for Adam alayhi salam after he was created. All the malaika prostrated to him. فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ, Allah says. And we see here for Yusuf alayhi salam, it is not the sujood of ibadah. It is not the sujood that one performs as an act of worship. That type of sujood was never allowed. This type of sujood was allowed in the previous ummah. But in our time, this sujood also is not allowed. So no sujood can be offered for any creation of Allah but Allah. Al-khudu'u li ghayri Allahi haram. The fuqaha, they said that to bow or to prostrate to anyone but Allah is an act of kufr. It is an act of disbelief, irrespective of the reason and the motivating factor behind the sujood. Even if it is out of reverence and out of respect and out of honor, then too it is not allowed. It was allowed in the previous nations. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared it haram. So they all fell down in sujood, including his parents and all his brothers, all 11 of them. Waqal, when he saw this, what did he say? Ya Abbot, O my beloved father, هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل. This is the interpretation of the dream that I had earlier. Remember 40 years ago, Dad, I came to you when I was 12 years old and I told you of the dream. إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشِرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. I saw 11 stars, I saw the sun, I saw the moon, I saw them all prostrating before me. And this is the interpretation of that dream, O my father, that I had 40 years ago. The 11 stars were the 11 brothers. The sun was the father, and the qamar was the moon was the mother. So he says, قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقَّى. O my father, Allah allowed the dream to turn out to be true. It turned out to be a true dream. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي. And then he says, certainly my Rabb, my Allah has been extremely kind to me. إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. When he had me released from the prison. وَجَاءَ بِكُمْ مِنَ الْبَدْوِ. And my Rabb was so kind to me that he brought you all from the countryside and he brought you all to my side and to be with me. مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. After Shaitan had created a rift between me and between my brothers. إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ. Indeed, my Rabb is Latif. Latif is a very unique quality of Allah. What does Latif mean? Latif means that Allah operates behind the scenes in a very subtle way. I mean, look at what Yusuf alayhi salam, who could have imagined that yet young boy who was thrown into a deserted well, in a deserted jungle or forest, in some deserted part of the land, will one day assume the position of the king of Egypt. That is Latif. Sometimes things happen. And you ask yourself, why is it happening? But it is all the system and the planning of Allah, as unfavorable as it may seem. Allah wants to bring about a change. So Allah is Latif. Allah works behind the scenes in a very subtle way. Only later on do you realize, subhanallah, this was the planning of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yusuf alayhi salam, he says, Inna Rabbi, certainly my Rabb is Latif. He does whatever he wants. Latifun lima yasha. He does whatever it is that he wants in a subtle way. Innahu huwa al-alim. Allah is alim. Leave it up to Allah and trust it fully to Allah. Allah is al-alim. He is the all-knowing, the full knowledgeable al-hakim. And he is the all-wise. May Allah grant us the understanding.